Innal muslimina wal muslimat. For every Muslim man and woman. Now, we hear the word all the time, Muslim. I'm a Muslim, you say. Oh, what religion are you? I'm a Muslim. But what is a Muslim? A Muslim is a person who continuously and all the time submits, surrenders, and gives himself up from A to Z, from start to end, to the Almighty Lord. This is the meaning of Islam. It's submission to the one Creator with absolute obedience to His law. We must adopt the whole of Islam if you want to be called a Muslim. You as a Muslim, to be called a Muslim, you must adopt all of Islam. All of it. You do not adopt one part, I do not like the other part, I'm going to chuck it out the window. No. There is a fault, a deficiency. Your Muslim, your status as a Muslim is diminished. It dies slowly and slowly until there's no Muslim in your life. No Islam in your life. We must adopt the Aqidah and the Ahkam. You do not leave the Ahkam and take the Aqidah, or take the Aqidah and leave the Ahkam, which is its rulings. No, you open your arms wide for the Ahkam, for the Aqidah. Social matters, the Islamic social matters, economics, politics, all of it. Say, with your door open in your home, open your front door, tafaddal ya Islam, into my home. Tafaddal, enter and embrace it with your arms. And how do you cater for this Islam? Do you cater by putting a cup of drink for it and a piece of chocolate cake? No. The way you cater for this word, for this deen, is by implementation. This is the way you cater for Islam. Not by saying, I'm a Muslim, sit down and relax. No. You cater for Islam by implementing all of Islam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffa. Wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan. Innahu lakum aduun mubin. Oh, you who believe. The Almighty Lord is addressing us because we are all believers, are we not? So, all you who believe, enter in Islam completely, all of Islam, and do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan, of Shaitan, for indeed he is nothing but a clear, explicit enemy to you. So, when you open the door for Islam in your home, you do not allow, after Islam enters, the footsteps of Satan to follow. And the footsteps of Satan, if they follow, that means you are going to be taking what you want, what you desire, and throwing out what you don't want, out the window. So you make sure when you enter Islam, in your home, close the door and prevent that devil, that Shaitan, Satan, the accursed, from following that Islam. And enter Islam with full embracement. This is Islam. You get many brothers who I've heard recently criticizing the Christians. Why do they criticize the Christians? They say they are only Christians for one day a week. Every Sunday. Sunday Mass. Where they have their bread and wine. The wine is supposed to be the blood of Jesus. And the bread is supposed to be the flesh of Jesus. Flesh bra'atum. Anyway, they criticize the Christians, saying that they're only Christians for one day. Why are the same Muslims? They are only Muslims in Ramadan. When Ramadan comes, I'm a Muslim. They embrace all of Islam. They start praying. They fast, they stop theft, they stop drinking alcohol, they stop smoking hash, they stop doing evil, only in this month. But when this month is over, alhamdulillah, I felt imprisoned, I was locked up, And they go jump from one sin to another. And Ramadan comes, they feel a burden on them. Oh, Ramadan's going to come. I better prepare myself for it. Have they entered Islam completely? No. Are they Muslims? No. Because idkhulu fi silmi kafa, they did not enter Islam completely. They are nothing but liars. This is the first quality which you can attain salvation. Very clear. Innal muslimina wal muslimat. The first quality. For every Muslim man and woman